The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Every morning is a new opportunity to take in the news of the day and the challenges of life and try to make sense of it all. Right now, we've got a show that tackles the topics and asks what you think. So get ready to start your day with a bold look at history as it happens. Let's learn, live, and sometimes laugh together. It's the Mark Davis Show on 660 AM. The Answer.
And a good morning, everybody. I have yet to receive my first update, my first missive, my first text from our buddy Mike Gallagher, who may, I don't know if he is on Japanese soil yet. He may be in the air. It's like a 53-hour flight. I don't even know how people get there, but he is, and we are running Mike free today and next week. So you know what that means. We miss our buddy, but it means, man, do we get to spread our topical wings. And boy, do I have things for you. Of course, we got to wrap up the week with the latest Rashee Rice wreck update and how money and fame are the real privilege and what happens there. We'll take a look at sort of eclipse anticipation. And I knew this was going to happen. We were at the Dutchman's Paradise. What is it? I keep forgetting the name of that place in Hamilton as you're driving down toward the hill country. And we got eclipse glasses, and they seem to be official and et cetera, et cetera. But I thought to myself, I told you a couple days ago, look for the scam eclipse glasses, and they are here. A lot of stories are here. A lot of topics are here. Our phone lines are here at 866-660-5759. Know what else is here? The threshold of the weekend, because it's Friday.
Wow! I feel good. I feel good. Ow!
I feel good.
You want me to say I feel good. I feel good. I would not. So good. I got you.
Bus stop Whitney, she's there. I say, be shell my umbrella.
We got a birthday. I know the Beatles were a really big deal, but boy, did I love these guys too. The Hollies, Alan Clark out front, a bus stop, 1966. The great Alan Clark is 82, and the Hollies were a weird thing. I mean, because you had Bus Stop and Carrie Ann and just some mid-60s hits, and then they roll back, and then they kind of go away as the 60s went away. And then along comes the mid-70s, and as the decade begins, just a resurgence with He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother, and then a little thing called The Air That I Breathe, and it's like all of a sudden they're cashing big checks again. So good for them. The great Alan Clark is 82 today. Bless his heart. All right, 866-660-5759. Glad you are here. It is, we're headed into the big eclipse weekend. First of all, we have eclipse weather update. Your phone will change its mind on a daily basis, as will Pete Delkus. And it's funny because the path of totality, that strip of America, it sort of goes from southwest to northeast, goes right through our neck of the woods, from 50 miles west of DFW to 50 miles east, and it looked like it was cloudy the whole path. Now it still looks cloudy. It's funny with all of the tourism, all of the eclipse tourism, some of the places that are attracting, the biggest, like down in the hill country, down, to the southwest of us, all kinds of Airbnbs and Verbos and, people getting $1,000 a night for their, 2,000 square foot house for eclipse tourism. It's looks like it's still going to be cloudy down there. But up here, we now have a Monday forecast that calls for partly cloudy in 83. And a lot of those clouds are early in the day. And so I think we're looking pretty good. I think we're looking pretty good for eclipse conditions. And so it's still 3 days out, and there's room for those prospects to improve even further. So everybody think, and I understand the news stories, eclipses are big and rare and fascinating things. I did have somebody on the text line say, Mark, I saw the moon, and it's just a sliver of the moon. So how will the full disk of the moon actually obscure the sun? Okay, a little astronomy. Because the moon orbits the Earth and has both a rotational period and an orbit period of 28 days, it means it always points the same face at us. We never see the backside of the moon. It's called the dark side of the moon, but it's not dark. It's fully lit when we have the new moon, when it's invisible to us. And as the moon takes its 28 days around the Earth, we see it full on lit, full from the front of the sun. That's the full moon. And then we see it then waning crescent and the new moon and, you know, the waxing crescent. And so that's what the phases of the moon are. Even when we don't see it, it's still there. Okay, so when there is a new moon and the moon is completely invisible, it doesn't mean it's not there. So even a new moon obviously is still there, and its disk is able to obscure the disk of the sun, and that is what will happen Monday in the early afternoon. So don't be staring at that thing. That's bad. The fake glasses, let me play that here first in a second, because I got to tell you, the energy that people put into scams, I got to tell you. I don't know, is there some certificate of authenticity that comes with these things? I don't know, but just be particularly careful in all this. But the other stories have involved, you know, don't leave the house. What? And I guess, is it because people are stupid? Is that just kind of it? That we're going to have people with or without glasses wondering why it got a little darker and, you know, driving on LBJ and sticking their heads out the window like a golden retriever going, oh, what's going on in the sky? You know, ramming into each other and, you know, bridge abutments and like Mad Max chaos on Monday afternoon. And for that reason, we've got to declare states of emergency and have disaster declarations, which doesn't mean that they necessarily anticipate disaster, but it means in some counties they're expecting, you know, like hundreds of thousands of people. So we'll see how as we take a moment to express wonder, which is really what we should do, because anytime something like this happens, it involves us being aware of the amazing cosmos that the Lord has made. And speaking of Him, Lord, guide us and protect us as we face the challenges of this new day. We thank You every day for this blessed nation and for Your hand in creating it. Fill our hearts with the energy to protect the freedoms which come from You, which our nation was founded to protect. Let us navigate these troubling times with a positive spirit, treating others as we would want to be treated. Lord, these are times of trial and challenge. Lift us as we follow Your word and work for a better America, where our Constitution is honored, where our schools and public spaces are safe, where our elections are reliable, where our borders work, where we protect the unborn, and we fight for the meaning and the intent of the two genders You created, and where our differences are hashed out with honesty and goodwill, and our freedoms of speech and worship are protected. As we face each day's problems, give us the clarity to look around and cherish our many blessings in our nation, our great state of Texas, our communities, and our families. If we follow You, Lord, we know we can get through anything. And we ask these things in Your holy name. Amen. Now, we have I'm gonna play the Larry Collins piece from Channel 5 just within the last hour and a half or so, about the scam eclipse glasses, because I don't want anybody going blind with fake glasses. That's not good. It's kind of a public service function. But then, whew, boy, do we have to examine how brutally low this White House will go in order to appease the pro-Hamas wing of the Democrat Party and the portion of the Democrat voter base that is fine with Hamas winning. And if that sounds harsh, it's kind of math. And by that, I mean, if not Israel, then Hamas. Kind of a logic problem. If this, then that. If not this, then that. And if you are in favor of betraying Israel, if you are in favor of throwing Israel under the bus, if you are in favor of pulling aid from them, not because of any rank misbehavior on Israel's part, but because you better win Michigan with the heavily Arabic suburbs of Detroit and the college campuses where, irrespective of ethnicity, there is this poisonous oppressed oppressor mindset that inflicts every single angle of thought. And so that leaves the Democrat Party today as vociferously anti-Israel. Joe Biden is an old school Democrat. He's an old Democrat, but old school, or at least he was, in the sense that back in decades past, it was the Democrat Party that obviously still enjoys a lion's share of the Jewish vote. We'll see how that holds up in 2024 as the Democrat Party throws the Jewish state to the wolves. We'll see. I've said this a lot, talked about this a whole bunch. It's always been a little bit baffled about American Jewish voters who lean Democrat, for whom American domestic liberalism means more than the fate of Israel. Okay. I mean, that's a decision you all get to make, and it is a free country. Get to vote how you like. But that priority check is interesting. And I guess the way I've had it explained to me is not it just like Christians, just like every faith. Not everybody is particularly devout. You know, you find me 100 Jewish voters, that doesn't mean that they all necessarily are you know, consumed with the fate of Israel. Some of them, you know, just want Biden's liberal domestic policies, and they want those more than they want a secure homeland. Faith homeland, which is what Israel is. That is its function on the planet, is to be the eternal homeland of the world's Jews. But they don't care very much about that whole lot of Jewish voters, or maybe they do. Maybe this is the year that we find out that they did indeed care about that. It's kind of funny. President Trump had that wonderful line this past week that as coming off of Easter weekend, as the Biden White House banged the drum incessantly for the trans day of visibility, as if they are unseen. The tiny sliver of trans people have been thrust into our faces every day for a couple of years now. There is no more seen constituency. The proportion between how many of them there are and how much we hear about them has never been as disparate as adults who think they are trans, or kids, or, you know, whatever age they might be. There's no such thing as a trans child. You know that. There's a confused child, but no. Coming off of Easter, President Trump said, I'll tell you what we're going to have. Maybe November 5th, we're going to have the Christian Day of Visibility, which caused Fox to run a stupid headline. Trump proclaims that he will, you know, initiate a new holiday. Stop it. Stop it. No, he didn't. It was a joke. It wasn't a joke. I mean, he was quite serious that November 5th, you may consider it to be quite the Christian Day of Visibility, as Christians rise up, as evangelicals rise up and say we will not have our biblical views mocked and derided and sidelined and criminalized by the American left. We won't have it. So maybe you needed to paint with a slightly broader brush the Judeo-Christian Day of Visibility, as America's Jewish voters get a clue about the fate of Israel under the Democrat Party. If you're not familiar, I might run down this rabbit hole, might as well stay there. Yesterday, from both Secretary of State Antony Blinken and National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, this continuing finger-wagging scolding of Israel, and a lot of it is based on this horrible accident in which a drone strike killed about a half a dozen aid workers in Gaza. That is horrible. You know who the first people were to say this is horrible? Israel. You know how often these things happen in war? A lot. America has killed people by accident. In our sloppy Afghan exit, Joe Biden didn't have a whole lot to say about that. Oh, but he's got a lot to say about this. Antony Blinken has a lot to say about this. In order to suggest, as he did yesterday, and keep the car on the road, in order to suggest, as he did yesterday, that Israel runs the risk of moral equivalency with Hamas if they do not toe the line demanded by America for a ceasefire and further attention to civilian casualties. Every war is going to have civilian casualties. Do you know how many non-combatant Germans we killed to beat Hitler? Do you know how many non-combatant Japanese, you know where I'm headed, how many of those folks did we incinerate in dropping the bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki? A lot. And you know what the difference was there is we knew that was going to happen. We knew, you know, the dropping the bombs on Japan were a calculated strategy that said, look, we're going to kill a lot of people. But fewer people will die than if we were to, you know, fight in the trenches with Japan for another 5 years. Which, by the way, a fact which history has borne out. Japanese historians recognize that. And as far as Germany, you know, no nukes there, just conventional warfare. And we killed a boatload of non-combatant Germans. It's called a war. Wars are notoriously sloppy. There is no country in modern times that has been more careful about minimizing non-combatant death than Israel in this war. And yet they get scolded and they get thrown under the bus by the Biden administration because they need pro-Hamas Democrat votes. That's how desperate they are. All right, let me pause, come back. We'll do the fake eclipse glasses, anything else you want. And in fact, a couple of questions for you as we get going. 866-660-5759. One big, one little. Ready on the two things that I brought up so far, and much more to come. Will this betrayal of Israel be for every pro-Hamas Democrat vote that Biden might pick up in, you know, in November or pick up in the polls between now and November? Does he lose the support of just decent people who know that Israel has a war to win? And my second question is eclipse related. On the scale of eclipse participation, are you A, all in and going to some type of party or event? The other end of the spectrum is B, sick of hearing about it. And in the middle there is C. I guess I should make those linear. In the middle is it's lovely. I'll just walk out of my backyard. Thank you. What are your eclipse plans? 866-660-5759. That is the phone number. That is the Viascan of Las Colinas text line. Hello. It's 724. Yeah, I'm not doing total eclipse of the heart. But anything that involves sort of sun imagery, this is actually kind of antithetical. Because there goes the sun is more like it in the middle of the day. You know who I'm thinking about? What percentage of people have no idea this is going to happen? What percentage of people? I'm going to hop into news with Nikki Whaley here and come back to take a couple of calls. Some of it Israel related, some of it eclipse related. Welcome to the show. 866-660-5759. But this is going to be wild. This may be one of the things we talk about on Tuesday of next week as people call me and go, I have no idea. Of course, that means they're listening to me, which means they totally know. I always try in doing this for a living. I always try to understand. Not everybody does talk shows. Not everybody listens to talk shows. Not everybody listens to the news. Not everybody keeps up with everything. Some people kind of whistle blithely through life, and there's X percent of people who have no idea this thing is even coming. What will that be like for them? Yikes. All righty, 866-660-5759. Headed to the phones after a visit into the newsroom. Here's Nikki Whaley.
I'm being followed by a moon shadow.
Huge props to the Viascan of Las Colinas text line, where somebody just gave whoever you are, thank you.
And if I ever lose my
head, hey, it's Friday. I know Monday would be the day for this, but it's Friday and it's a more festive environment, I guess.
If I ever
Give me eclipse or sun-related song suggestions. There on the Viascan of Las Colinas text line, 866-660-5759. I don't know how this one didn't jump to my mind first thing. The Great Cat Stevens and Teaser and the Fire Cat and Moonshadow. All righty, 866-660-5759. We are in Bedford. Joe, Mark Davis, welcome. How are you?
Good morning, Mark Davis.
Hey.
By the way, you know where I got that from. Hal J.
Absolutely. Oh, man. Hey, I mean, sometimes I like to bust out the Hal laugh, but it'll...
I know exactly what you're talking about.
That's it.
And back in 2017, I drove up to somewhere in Nebraska to watch the eclipse from Group A. And I traveled 1,100 miles, 16 hours, to see something that took 2.5 minutes. And, Mark, it was worth every mile and minute.
Now, this is wild. So this was August of 2017. And it was Ethan's first day of ninth grade, and so he had his whole class. We went and got glasses for everybody, and, you know, Lisa's the best, you know, classroom mom in the history of schooling. And so we're out there with everybody, and I knew some people who traveled into the band of the path, whatever, the swath of totality. What was Nebraska just like the logistically closest place to get into where you could achieve totality?
Yes, well, there were several places I can go. I simply was driving along and I saw a group of people on the side of the road and pulled over and started chatting with them. Right. It was right smack in the middle of it. And I tell you, it's the coolest thing. When the shadow comes across, it's suddenly dark. It's going about 1,700 miles an hour. And the temperature drops almost immediately by like 10 degrees. And you can look directly at it while it is an eclipse. And it's a beautiful sight to see.
Because of our general imprecision in our ability to like gauge that, bailiff strike that from the record. Don't anybody look at the get the glasses, get what you got, but continue your lovely story.
It was great. The stars appear in the sky, and the way the temperature drops is amazing.
Which is particularly cool because it was August, and I think by the time, hang on a second. Let me go to my, again, Pete Delkus on the phone, and Monday is due to be, phone says it's going to be cloudy again. It's going to be weather roulette. High of 84, so that by then probably be about 81 or something like that. So it's remarkable. It is, and I'm pretty stoked about it, and just hearing everybody's stories gets me, because this is peripherally, or as they say in Maryland, peripherally, was of interest to me, obviously. But now I'm getting pretty stoked about it, and thank you, sir. Appreciate it. I'd say, you know who's stoked about it? Our Michigander buddy Dale is in the house with, I believe, a different travel story for a different eclipse. How you doing, my friend?
Well, actually, I think it's the same eclipse. I think I said 2019.
Aha! You go. All right.
I have the same thing. I dragged my family on an 11, 12-hour drive down to South Carolina is where I went.
Right?
And
For this?
Exactly.
Golly.
I'm a big space buff. Like you.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm the one that sent you that poster a couple months or so
ago. Sure, thank you. Of course.
And I will ditto what the last caller said. It was worth every minute that we were in the total eclipse area. Yeah. We ended up driving to an area, and it was pouring rain on the way we're driving there.
Ooh.
And I'm chasing the live radar on my phone, trying to find the spot where most likely we will get an open sky. An hour before the eclipse, the sky started to clear up. A window literally right above us opened right up. We found a church parking lot.
Oh, my.
Small church parking lot.
A fitting location.
The minister came out, and we made a donation to the church.
Aww.
The clouds opened up, and we saw the eclipse. And it's 1 minute after the eclipse ended, the clouds covered up the sun again.
It was a favor done specifically for you. That's
amazing. And I will tell you that if everyone says, well, I've seen the eclipse, the partial eclipse.
Right.
It's nothing like that.
No, I know, because for 2017, out in front of Ethan's school, We did the glasses. You could also do the thing where you poke a hole in a paper plate and let the sun shine through it. And then the sun, this is the weirdest thing. I still don't think I grasp exactly why this works. But if it's a sunny day today, which it's going to be, I guess, right? And you poke a hole in a paper plate and let the sun shine through it. In the middle of the paper plate shadow will be a little tiny circular sun. If you do that during a partial eclipse, or I guess during this one, as totality approaches, the portion of the sun that's slowly being consumed by the disk of the moon will be represented in the little tiny beam of light that comes through the center of the hole of the paper plate. Science is awesome. Dale, God bless, man. Thank you very, very much. We are in Dallas. Paula, Mark Davis, welcome. How are you?
Hi, fine. How are you, Mark?
Fantastic. Thank you.
Yay. Well, no, I was just calling about the eclipse. Mm-hmm. I work in two different buildings in Dallas, Texas. Mm-hmm. One is in smack dab Highland Park, Dallas, you know, in the city. That building seemed to know more about the eclipse and everyone's going to a party. And then I work at one that's in Rowlett, Texas. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that.
Of course.
But only two people knew about the eclipse, and they only knew because their daycare was closing down that day.
That is so very, very wild. That's tremendous. Paula, thank you. Can I play a small game for 60 seconds with you that is very exciting? Okay.
Sure.
The event that we're talking about on Monday is the
eclipse.
Right. Follow me along. If you travel south to the midpoint of the planet, as it gets warmer and warmer, you approach that little striper on the center of the Earth that is called the.
Sorry, my alarm's going off.
Hang on. I have a reason for this.
I can't find it. I'm on that phone.
Okay. Have you got me?
I'm sorry.
Okay.
You said the warm part.
No. Yeah. This is tremendous. So Lisa and I just got back from Aruba. And the first time we started to talk about this, because it's you really feel the sun down there. You really, really feel the sun. And it is because mm-hmm. we are close to the equator, or as my mm-hmm. wonderful Texas bride calls it, the equator. And so it just occurred to me that I have a feeling I'm going to be hearing a lot about the eclipse. Are you an actual, authentic Texas woman?
No, I'm actually from San Diego.
Get out. Well, how did you adopt what is clearly, I believe, a Texified pronunciation of both eclipse and equator?
I don't know. My dad says that it seems like I'm part Spanish because I try and sound out every letter in a word.
No problem at all. Thank you for participating in our little linguistic exercise. Whatever stress you place on whatever syllable, we love you and are glad you are here. Paula, thank you. Appreciate it very much. It was so funny. It's just tremendous. She talked about we're going to head on. It's not like she's Ellie Mae from about the equator, but she just stuck that first the accent on the syllable, said equator. And then we don't get me started on umbrella. All right, let's wrap this up, I think, in the following way. With the consumer advisory from the one of the harder working men in show business, Larry Collins on Channel 5, about the fake glasses.
So the warning is all about these. By now, you know you need these special glasses to safely view the eclipse, but there are people who have been selling fake glasses or glasses that are not adequate to keep you safe.
Unfortunately, the crooks follow the headlines and they know what is happening and what the current events are, and they will tailor their scams to fit that narrative.
Now, this one is doubly important because it's not just a financial loss. It deals with your health. Now, it's happening all over the country, and even the American Astronomical Society has reported sightings of counterfeit and fake eclipse glasses.
How do you know what the real ones are? Is there some seal, some good housekeeping seal, some Underwriters Laboratories thing working for little paper glasses?
Just looking at the writing on the glasses may not be enough. Now, according to the society, the earpiece on the top that you see right there, it's fake. The bottom one is real. The forgery basically copies the language.
Oh, and there's, what's the ISO? Oh, boy, barcode and all. That's a good counterfeit, or which is to say a bad people, good counterfeit job.
Ooh, evil genius. Jeez, man, don't do that.
The legit glasses. But they say if there's no address of the manufacturer on the glasses, it is likely fake. They say it's best to test your glasses before the eclipse, put them on indoors, and look around. You should not be able to see anything through the glasses other than very bright lights. Then take them outside and look around again. You should, again, not be able to see anything other than the sun maybe reflecting off of objects. They say also pay attention to the glasses themselves. Make sure you aren't buying damaged glasses. If these lenses are bent or broken, it may be harmful, and those rays may make their way into your eyes.
Okay. All righty. Just follow the money. Follow the scams. It's just part of human nature. Well, it is the nature of this administration to throw global allies under the bus. Let me take a pause, come back, and ask if we are so desirous at the White House level, if the Biden administration is so eager for a ceasefire and will throw Israel under the bus, how about a ceasefire in Ukraine? How about we get with a negotiated settlement there so that that war can stop? The priority levels of these people, this cannot be something that the American voters are going to embrace. I know some of them will. I know. But this has to be something where the folks in the mushy middle, the independent voters, the crossover voters, the moderates, whatever you want to call it, the folks who will decide this election, by the way, because they won't be voting necessarily on how liberal somebody is or how conservative somebody is. But just, does the country seem to be working? Do we seem to have a good economy? Do we seem to have borders that work? You know, does government seem to know how many genders there are? Is government trying to punish you if you don't buy an electric vehicle? People don't like that garbage. And I don't think they're going to like our only ally in the Middle East being sacrificed so that Joe Biden can pick up votes in Dearborn, Michigan. 750.
In the morning, out on the job.
Now, Willie Nelson did this.
Work like the devil for my pay.
But that was 1976. Ray Charles did this. Lucky old son.
Got nothing to do.
That was 1963.
But roll around heaven all day.
But if you dig back to 1949, you find Frankie Lane. Sweet. So that certainly qualifies for the way, 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 way back machine. I love Ray Charles, 1963. The Willie version. Willie version is from, what album is that on? Sound in Your Mind, 1976. And it's just so good. So songs about the sun. Do I do this today? Do I do it? Probably on Monday, because that is actual eclipse day. Because as we're sitting there looking at moon shadow, ha ha ha, here comes the sun, or there goes the sun, as the case may be. The natural destination would seem to be the very, very last track, the very, very last track of Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon. All that you touch, all that you see, all that you taste, all you feel. The name of that. The actual name of that is Eclipse. So I think maybe that'll close out the Monday show or today. I don't know. What kind of mood might I be in? I'm in the mood right now to cruise into the 8 o'clock hour and grab some more of your calls on various other things on my mind and see what is on yours. 866-660-5759. That is where you call us. That is where you text us on the ViaScan of Las Colinas text line. Lots of issues wrapping up the week, winners and losers of the week, stuff looking into the weekend, things just on our minds as we work our way through a fascinating year. Spring has sprung, and so has a whole lot of anticipation for what lies ahead in the Texas runoffs, which are, let me get into the newsroom, because I finally got a really good answer. My buddy Ryan Rusak at the Star-Telegram sent me an article from like 12 years ago where somebody asked, why do you have to wait this interminable, couple of months, 3 months almost, for the runoffs? To kick Dade Phelan out of public life on May 28th or something like that. There's an answer to that. I'll share that with you in the beginning of the next hour. So stick around. Much to come. Mark Davis, 660 AM, The Answer.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.